And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. I want to wish you all a Happy New Year. I want to tell you that the holidays are definitely here. They're definitely coming, and you have two choices. You can participate or you cannot participate. Totally up to you. Totally your choice. You can play the holiday game or you can avoid the holiday game. So why do I bring that up? Why do I say you have a choice? Because you do. This is one of the few things that you have in your life that you can make a choice about. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah, this is seriously one of the things you can make an informed choice about, either to partake in the holiday events and make your family happy, or not partake in the holiday events and make everybody mad at you. Okay, it's a choice. It's a choice you get to make. Now, chances are you're going to choose your family. Chances are you're going to choose the holidays. Chances are you're going to have a really good time. But here's why I bring it up. What if your boss calls you? What if your boss calls you in the middle of the holiday fun and says, "Hey, Joe," I'm assuming your name's Joe. I know your name's probably not Joe, except for you guys named Joe. "Joe, you need to come back into the office." But boss, it's almost Christmas Eve. You gave me the time off to spend with my family because, after all, this entire year, I've been putting in 60, 70, 80 hours per week for you and for the company. I have been foregoing softball games. I've been foregoing baseball games. I have been traveling on behalf of the company. And as a result of that, I haven't been home for very important family events. This is my opportunity to make up for everything that I have failed to do the entire year. And you know what your boss tells you? "Suck it up, buttercup. Get your butt into the office because we need you." You don't have a choice. Well, I mean, technically you do have a choice. Everybody has a choice. You could, on that moment, do exactly what your boss says. Leave your family. Go hang out at the office. Go fix whatever fire the people at the office have created for you. And avoid your family during that process. That is a terrible, terrible outcome. Because if you don't go do that, think about what that outcome is. That outcome is probably a very brief conversation between you and your boss that goes like this. The boss says, "Fine, you don't want to come in? Don't come in. Don't come in ever again. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to go box up your stuff and we will mail it to your house. You're done." So what would it be like being fired just before Christmas? Do you know that goes on? Do you know that that is actually happening this week in America? In America, somebody, might be you, set your Christmas and holiday time off aside because you're going to make up for everything that you didn't do throughout the entire year because you were a faithful soldier. You did exactly what your boss told you to do. You saluted the flagpole, 3 bags full, and you moved out smartly. You did everything that the organization demanded of you, and you did an outstanding job. Yet here it is, the holiday season, and they can't live without you. No matter what kind of planning you've done, no matter what you put into place to try and prevent this dilemma from happening, you still got the call, didn't you? You still got the call. So what do you do? Do you go in, put out the fire, knowing that if you don't do it, your income stream stops? And then what happens after the first of the year? Exactly. Unknown, right? You don't know. You don't know. Now some people would indicate that I'm describing what is called a hostile work environment. And I don't think this is a hostile work environment. I think this is just a demanding work environment where your bosses have placed a lot of responsibilities on you and a lot of expectation that you're the guy that they can call at any time to come unscrew something that they have screwed up. And maybe they didn't even screw it up. Maybe you screwed it up before you went on vacation. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in your world. But here's what I do know. That this week and next week, there are people taking time off. People trying to regain a little bit of control in their life. That are going to lose that control because the boss is going to call you. And you're going to have to go in and go do things that you weren't planning to do. In the meantime, your family is probably just sitting at home going, well, you know, that's just the way it is with mom or dad's work. It's just the way it is. They're trying to provide a good life for us, but golly gee whiz, wouldn't it be nice if they were a part of the life? Wouldn't it be nice if mom or dad could actually be here in person instead of just sending money our way? Then we could actually be a real family without that organization that mom or dad works for taking all of mom or dad's time away. I am not worried about losing any control over the time that I have this week. As a matter of fact, I had a major family event come up that's going to require me to travel across the United States and go attend a family event where somebody from my family that I care about has passed on. Now, that came out of nowhere. It literally came out of nowhere yesterday, and I had to deal with it. Now, I didn't have to call my boss and say, hey, boss, I got a funeral. Can I go? Notice that I didn't have to ask that question. How do you know I didn't have to ask that question? That's a fair question back to me. Well, here's how I know I didn't have to ask that question. Because I'm pretty much my own boss. I pretty much come and go, do what I need to do. And as long as I have Tina's permission, I am just fine. Now, some of you are saying, wait a minute, Al, let's take a check on what you're doing. You're doing a radio show. So radio shows just aren't created out of mist and out of thin air. I mean, there's got to be a structure, right? There's got to be a structure that supports this radio show. And there is a structure. There's an entire team of people that support me and support you by providing you this radio show. And here's the difference. Technically, I work for Del Walmsley. Technically, I do work for him. I mean, there's an employment agreement somewhere that says that I technically work for him. But here's the arrangement that I have. And I'm just going to be very upfront and clear with you. I am given freedom to present this radio show to you. And the reason I'm given the freedom to present this radio show to you is because I'm dialed in to Dell's philosophy. I'm dialed in to the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I am the recipient of what Lifestyles Unlimited does. And I'm very happy with my result. My result is that I retired myself in 2 years after becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, it's a pretty aggressive result because for the majority of you, it's going to take about 5 years to get it done. But 5 years getting it done is a lot better than the roadmap that you're on right now, which is a 30, 40, 50-year roadmap, which allows for your boss to call you during the holiday season and say, hey, buddy, guess what? You're coming into the office. Now, every once in a while, Dell will call me and say, hey, Al, will you do me a favor? And I say, yes. What do you need, Dell? And he says, would you do my radio show for me? I'm actually buying an asset right now, and I'm going to need that time to go to closing. And you know what I tell him? Absolutely. Why, absolutely, I'll do a radio show for you. Because when I look at what Dell Walmsley's done for me and my family, as well as the countless Lifestyles Unlimited members that I know personally, and what Dell has done for those families, I have no problem saying yes. Because I'm the recipient of something very, very important. I am the recipient of a roadmap that I followed that allowed me to stop relying on trading time for money. It allowed me to stop having to work for somebody else, have somebody else control my life. See, I do this radio show out of pure love for doing the radio show. This is really not a job. I mean, technically, quote unquote, it's a job. But it doesn't feel like a job to me. It feels like an opportunity for me to share information with you that nobody else will share with you. The majority of you out there, when you hear me tell you that you can retire yourself in 5 years or less, you know what your initial thought is? Rubbish. Can't be done. Hogwash. Garbage. That's what you think. Because you've been conditioned to think that. You've been conditioned to think that it's going to take until your 50s, 60s, or 70s for you to get retired. If you've ever sat down and looked at what's sitting in your 401k or your IRA or whatever you're doing for investment, and you take a look at the rate of returns that you're receiving in those accounts, and you do the calculus, you figure out, based on this growth rate, based on the fact I'm making X amount of dollars in this retirement account, I can retire myself at a certain age. And there's a problem. There's still a problem. Even if you solve the first part of that equation, which is, I know how long it's going to take me to build up a big bag of money. Here's the second part of the equation that's even more problematic. Is the bag of money big enough for you to live off of? How long are you going to live? Are you going to deal with inflationary times? There's a lot of things that can affect that bag of money. And the problem with that bag of money, it doesn't replenish itself. Now think about it. How did that bag of money grow? You spent years and years and years trading time for money, putting money into those accounts. Money that went in before you even saw it. Government likes that because it prevents you from messing around with that money. Government wants your money in those accounts. There's all kinds of reasons for it, but they want your money in those accounts. They say it's all about you, but I think it's all about them too. But let me get back to that account. That account is funded by you trading time for money. You are working to put money into that account. What happens when you retire? Same thing that happened to me when I retired. You stop working. You effectively stop working. So why is that a problem? Because you've got that bag of money that is used to having an injection of cash every month based off the fact you were working and you had money going into that bag of money. Now you stopped working. Now there is no more injection of cash into that bag of money. That bag of money becomes finite. It becomes a certain amount of money that you will draw down every month. You will take money out of that account every month, and you will live off of that money. But how long can you live? How long will it last? Now, there's the problem. When we come back from the break, I've got some solutions for you. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm just, first of all, wishing you holiday cheer. I want you to have a wonderful holiday experience with your family or whatever you're doing for the holidays. I want you to take time off. I want you to enjoy what it might be like to be retired. Yeah. I mean, let me explain what it's like to be retired for you. Number one, you wake up when you want to wake up. You go to bed when you want to go to bed. You don't wake up to an alarm clock. You don't stress out in the morning trying to get ready. You don't get into the parking lot that we call a freeway and try and navigate with, like, you know, 50,000 of your closest, newest friends to get to the place where you work, only to find out that you arrived late because traffic was so bad and your boss is fuming because, you know, you had something that was supposed to be started at the time you got there. But the problem is you got there late, so it didn't start on time. So your boss is mad with, yeah, you know where I'm going with that, right? I mean, I'm describing a typical year for you. But for me, I don't have any of that stuff. I don't deal with any of that stuff. When a family emergency comes up, I can respond to the family emergency. I'm the guy in my family that has flexibility. I can come and go as I please. I can go to anywhere in the country that I want to go. I can fly to anywhere in the world that I want to go on a whim's notice. And when it comes to doing the radio shows, it's not that big of a deal. And here's why it's not that big of a deal. I've got this little thing right here next to me on my desk that takes everything that I say and turns it into electronic stuff and then sends it through the internet. And then Rick gets it and then he unprograms it and then he creates the radio show with it. I can connect to Rick from anywhere on this planet. All I need is an internet connection. That's all I need. And those are pretty easy to find nowadays, right? So at the end of the day, I can do the radio show from anywhere on this planet that I choose to do the radio show from. Or, you know what I could do? I could pre-record a show. I could say, you know what? I want to take some time off, but I don't want to run replays. I want my audience to get fresh content. So maybe what I'll do is I'll record an extra show ahead of time so that that show will play, and then I don't have to worry about it. It's pretty easy, right? Sounds pretty easy, doesn't it? It's because it is. Because that's the way retirement's supposed to be. It's supposed to be easy. It shouldn't be filled with you dreading the fact that you saved up a big bag of money and you're trying to live off it and you're praying that you die before the money runs out. Because that's exactly the program you signed up for. But there's a better way. There is a better way. A better way that allows you to repurpose all that money you've got in the 401k or the IRA and to put it into real estate. Now, here's the interesting thing about real estate that real estate does when you do it correctly. If you do it incorrectly, it doesn't do this. But if you do it correctly, what real estate does for you that those investments you're making currently don't do for you is it pays you an income stream. It's a game changer. It's a huge game changer. See, I rely on streams of income that come into my household every month and every quarter. These streams of income come from investments that I have made in assets that pay me passive income. What's passive income? It's income you don't necessarily work for. That's what passive income is. You may do a little bit of work up front, but there's no ongoing requirement to do a ton of work. You could buy a single family asset, and that asset could pay you five different ways. How many ways are you being paid right now with your 401k or your IRA? Are you getting cash flow? Well, if you are, that cash flow has to go right back into that account. You're not allowed to touch it. That's part of the rules of those accounts. Didn't know that, did you? Totally, totally part of the rules. What about equity capture? In other words, buying your assets at wholesale pricing while commanding a retail price for the finished product. Can you do that in the stock market? Well, I suppose you could. I mean, if your financial planner finds you a company that is in bad shape that you can buy cheap, and then you hope that company comes back and that it goes up in value very, very immediately. But does that really happen in the stock market? It really doesn't. It really doesn't, because here's how it works in the real estate world. I go out and I buy myself an asset. Let's say I pay $50,000 for the asset. Let's say the asset is really worth $100,000, all fixed up. But because that asset is in such bad shape, either physically or operationally, or there's a myriad of reasons why you can buy real estate at distressed prices. And they're out there. They're out there today. They'll be out there tomorrow. As a matter of fact, what I suggest you do during your time off, provided your boss doesn't call you in, is that you figure out how to get yourself educated as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I think what you should do is you ought to consider joining Lifestyles Unlimited. And I think you should plan on spending 2025 educating yourself and then starting to buy the assets that make correct sense for your investing strategy, which you will figure out as you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you go through the educational process. All of this stuff kind of lays itself out for you. But let's get back to what real estate does for you as far as providing different ways to make money. There's the cash flow. There's the equity capture. There's something called principal pay down. Because we leverage our assets correctly, we put the right kind of debt on those assets, we pay a mortgage payment. That mortgage payment is made up of principal and interest. Those are the components of that payment. Whatever you pay for interest, it's a business write-off. You can write it off as part of the expenses of operating that property. Now, what about the principal? Can you write that off? Is that a business write-off? And the short answer is no. No, it's not. But here's what it is. It is a additional equity participant in the ways you make money. Because every month when you make that mortgage payment is going down as far as the principal that you owe, the balance that you owe on that mortgage. Every month it goes down because you're making a principal payment against that mortgage. So your equity is increasing. It's another way that you make money in real estate. You also get the advantage of natural appreciation. That's what most of you rely on in the stock market. You rely on natural appreciation. You're waiting for the stock price to go up in value. Okay, well, real estate is kind of the same. When we invest in real estate, we're allowing the natural forces in the markets to increase the value of the real estate. So let me tell you the fifth way we make money in real estate: tax advantages. As a real estate investor, you'll be paying the lowest amount of taxes on your passive income than any other for-profit group. Why? Because our legislators make the rules, and throughout the years, guess what they've owned? Real estate. Yeah, real estate. So let's talk through the tax advantages. What exactly is the tax advantages associated with being a single family investor? Real simple. Something called depreciation. So let's say we take our $100,000 house that we're talking about, right? All right. What the IRS wants us to do is they want us to take our $100,000 asset and break it into two numbers. We're going to have a land cost and we're going to have an improvement cost. So the land cost is what it is. We carve out what we think the land is worth. I'm assuming in our $100,000 house, the land is worth $14,000. The improvements, or the house itself and everything that's been built up on the property to include the infrastructure, all of that is worth $86,000. What the IRS has us do is they have us depreciate the improvements on the property because they believe that the improvements will eventually wear out. And they believe that single family assets wear out after 27 and a half years. That's what the government believes. So what do? They have you take the $86,000 and divide it by 27 and a half. When you do that, you come up with a value of $3,127. What do you do with that? Okay, the property that you bought pays you passive income. Let's say the property that you bought pays you $400 a month in passive income. When you annualize that number, you come up with $4,800 of income. That's your passive income. By the way, that's almost a $5,000 a year raise you'd be giving yourself. Just let that settle in the back of your mind for a minute. Think about that. An extra $5,000 a month just by buying one house. Not per month, but per year. That's what I meant to say, per year. Would be really cool if it were per month, but that's the markets are not producing that right now. So it's $5,000 per year in additional income. You take that $4,800, really it's $4,800, and you subtract the $3,127 of depreciation deduction from the $4,800. Why do you do that? Did the value of the property really go down? According to the government, it did. But according to the markets, it probably didn't. It probably went up in value. What the government's allowing you to do is take write-offs against the perceived lack of value in the improvements because they're wearing out over time. They're giving you an additional business write-off that you can use. So what do you do with that business write-off? Well, you take your $4,800 worth of income, you subtract $3,127 of depreciation from the $4,800. That leaves you with an amount of $1,673. That's the amount you're taxed on. That's it. You're not taxed on the whole $4,800. You're only taxed on $1,600. Well, technically almost $1,700. What if you had five single family properties? Five single family properties producing $4,800 per month, or excuse me, per year. I keep wanting to say month. Per year in income. That would give you an additional annual income. Now I want you to think this through, of $24,000. You would have depreciation write-offs of over $15,000. So you're only taxed on $8,365 of the full $24,000 that you made on this property. Pretty cool, isn't it? So what the tax advantages do for you is they protect the passive income that you make because they offset the tax liability, therefore allowing you to retain most, if not all, of the income that you made and not giving it away in the form of taxes. Pretty cool stuff, right? So let's take a step back. The way you're investing currently right now probably only allows for appreciation. There may be a cash component to it. In other words, there may be an income stream, a passive income coming in. But if you're in a 401k or an IRA, all of that money has to go back into that account. You don't get to touch it. But when you become a real estate investor and you buy a single family asset, everything is yours. The cash flow is yours. You can use it immediately. It doesn't have to go into a retirement account. It goes into your checking account. That cash flow goes in to that checking account and allows you to use it for whatever you deem appropriate at the time you deem it appropriate. You get equity capture. In other words, you learn how to buy the assets for wholesale pricing, yet you command retail pricing in the asset. The difference between your all-in cost and that full retail price is additional equity you capture in the asset. You get principal pay down. You get natural appreciation. You get the tax advantages of being a real estate investor. And what this allows you to do is to start buying assets that go into your portfolio that get you one step closer to retirement. Each asset that you buy gets you one step closer to that retirement goal. And everybody has a number. Everybody has a number. You have a number that will retire yourself. I had a number that retired me. You have a number too. What we have to figure out is what that number is. The number I'm referring to is the number of assets you need in your portfolio so that you can step away from that job. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on Start Here, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.